All right, you would bow your head with that prayer. Vic, lead us, would you please?
Said, you're the bread of life. And a man not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. That's how I got saved. I was partaker of you, your flesh, your blood. And when I received and wrapped the word with meekness, you are the word. And I received you into my heart. I got convicted, and I got ashamed of myself, and I listened, I paid attention. You said, we seek you with a whole heart, you'll be found of us. And I started listening, paying attention to God's word, because I'd had enough of the world. I'd had enough of all the things I was engaged in. I was wore out, and I needed help. And I knew where to go. I had prayer going up over me, and I knew the word of God was real. And I got back into the house of God, and I paid attention. And I didn't try to push it off or try to push it to somebody else or think I was okay, or I listened because I knew that I was on my way to hell and I wanted help. And I poured out my heart the night you gave me an invitation. My brother stood and preached about the rich man dying and going to hell. And the Holy Spirit knew exactly what I needed to hear. And he yielded himself like he always did, brought the word of God and spirit and truth and power. And it hit my heart. The Holy Spirit brought me up out of my seat and took me down to the altar, and I just poured out my heart. And this poor man cried, and you heard me, and you delivered me out of all my trouble, my sin, and you made me a brand new man. And I've not been the same since. I know today I'm still vile and wretched and unworthy to be saved and full of holes. Lord, I'm trying to patch them up. I'm trying to do what I need to do, and I got a long way to go. The more I put my nose in this word, Lord, I see myself as needy. And I'm a needy person. And I'm just asking you to help me, Lord. I want you to fill my heart with your love. That's what I'm asking for. I'm not asking for riches. Give me neither poverty nor riches. But give me, Lord, the word of God. And I want it rich inside my soul and inside my heart. And I might help other people. We can lay up things down here, different treasures and different things, and moth and dust is going to eat them and corrupt them, but only what we do for you is going to make it past the judgment seat. And I'm going to stand at the throne one day, not the white throne judgment, but I'm going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of everything I've done, whether it be good or bad. And Lord, I know, said the Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Lord, help me to give myself completely, and for soul's sake, for your great name's sake. Lord, I love the word of God. I love to hear your word. I love to feel your presence. And I want your name lifted up everywhere I go, Lord. I want to keep myself put to the side, Lord. I want this flesh to be put to death. And I want your spirit to speak through, Lord, so I can help others who need help. And we're not against nobody. We're not against no matter who they are. We're not trying to throw stones, but trying to help. And the devil's the master of confusion. He's the father of all evil, father of a lie. And he tried to deceive me before I got saved about the word of God, trying to tell me all types of things and keep me away from it and confuse me. And he still tries to do that today. He works on us all. And I pray you'll have mercy on this service this morning. I pray you'll bless it, Lord, and have free course in this service. With the Spirit of the Lord, if there's liberty, I pray you'll bless and let us hear, Lord. I want to hear. And I need it. I need it every day. And Lord, you've got so many churches. I was thinking on the way in the other churches, we're not the only one, like my brothers always preach. But there are other churches out there, and there's not many. And I pray you'll bless them this morning too. God, they need help, all the real churches of God. And we're not talking about denomination. We're talking about the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. That's where I got saved. That's where I got born again. That's what I got baptized into. Like my brothers preached for years, the Baptists never did nothing for me. And I tried that myself. Got down at the altar and they brought me down and got a mouth confession out of me and put me on the church roll, baptized me, and I was still the same unsaved person I'd always been. But when I got back in the house of God and I heard the word, Lord, you saved my soul. You put me in the Lamb's Book of Life. You put me in that robe, and you purged me, cleansed me with your blood, and sealed me with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. And I'm looking forward to seeing you for myself one day. Or like now, we're looking darkly through a glass, but one day face to face. And when you come back to the church, Lord, I'm going out. I don't know a whole lot, but I do know that. I do know I've been redeemed. And it's not by any good works that I did. You told those lawyers they were always trying to catch you in something. The Pharisees spoke to them about themselves, and they were always trying to catch you. And they wanted to get, they ended up, did put you on the cross and slew you. They didn't take your life, but you gave that freedom. But they were always trying to do things and say things. Their mind was caught up on the law, and that's all they could think about. And you had to rebuke them over it and instruct them. And I believe some of them did get saved. Some of the priests, some of the lawyers, and others received it. But most of them rejected, and they refused it. And you had to tell them and that here they are putting all this heavy burden on people, and waiting for one finger to try to lift that off them. And they talked about having the cup and the plate washed and the hands washed and all their statutes and everything. They go by the law trying to work their way in, and they missed out on God's love and His judgment. And you are a loving God, and you do judge, and you're a righteous judge, and nobody can get to heaven without you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by you. And they've got to have their sins forgiven. And you love all your creation. You died for us all, and there's not one that you hadn't died for. But you also have to be a righteous judge. And if they end up dying and going to hell, they've sent themselves there. You made the way for us. And I realized that at an early age. And finally, I came to myself. And I just poured out my heart to you. And you gave me a place of repentance. Got real about myself. And willing to give up the world. All the things in my life, all the sinful habits, everything in my life didn't matter anything to me anymore. I just poured out my heart, and I said those words. And when I said that, Lord, I felt you when you come into my heart. And I haven't been the same since. And I pray you'll have mercy on us this morning. Bless all of those, Lord, that are sick. Help them, Lord, and the ones that are unsaved. Lord, we pray you'll deal with them and help them, Lord. They're just a heartbeat out of hell. And we don't want them to die without you. They don't have to. They can come to repentance. And we'll pray you bless my brother. Keep helping him, Lord. We like and love what we're feeling, Lord, in the services, Lord. And when he's talking and preaching, it's good. It's good to my heart. I want more of it. And I pray you'll help him and strengthen him, Lord. And bless all the churches, Lord, that are out there, Lord, that are real. And the ones in AIM, I pray you'll help them to get somebody in there that is, so they can preach and bring them the message they need to hear. And that's the message of salvation. Lord, there's nothing else like it. I pray once again, have mercy on me. Help me get leaner and closer. I give myself each and every day. Lord, I love you. Thank you once again in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost His state to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, His triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with Him to be. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free.
That's a beautiful song, ain't it? I will sing of my Redeemer and His love for me. He paid an awful cost to redeem me, and I appreciate His love for me and toward me. And I'm glad that He died for my sins. I made it that He had to die, but I'm glad that He did die. He gave Himself for us, sacrificed His own self for us, we might have the free gift of eternal life. Salvation's free. Don't cost you a thing but a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Giving up yourself, getting over yourself, getting past yourself. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit to Him and call on Him. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. I know that'd be a fact. You just call on Him. Don't you worry about Willie or Kenny. I guarantee you will. You just gotta bring your broke heart. Be sorrowful that you sinned against God. Shame yourself. Sorry about your sin. Ask Him to have mercy upon you. And whosoever, that includes you and everybody else, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord when you get saved. That's a wonderful thing, ain't it? I didn't know all that said all that, but I knew I got saved when I called on Him. I knew when He spoke to my heart. My heart was already broke, and I'd already surrendered my life to Him and gave my life to Him. And I called on Him, and He heard my feeble cry. Looked past all my faults, saw my needs, saw me as a needy creature. I knew I was needy. I knew I was lost. I run from it, and thought I'd wait till a more convenient time. Most folk want to do that at a better season, a more convenient time. There's not a better time than right now. Now is the accepted time. Today, day of salvation. You can be saved today. I mean, in this very instant, this very service, you can be saved when you bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, call on Him to have mercy upon you and forgive you of your sin. Ask that, mean that, desire that, and I guarantee you that all that comes to Him will no wise cast Him out. He won't cast you out, but He'll wash you and cleanse you and sanctify you, make you brand new on the inside, and that'll change the outside. You need to get saved and born again. Get alive in your heart. When it happens to you, don't worry about doing this and doing that. You'll do the right thing when you get saved because you put an unction in your heart to be moved by, motivated by His Spirit. He'll use you in service. He'll bless you. And you'll be an amazement to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives when you get saved. People's amazed at me. Old buddies I used to run with and drink with and carry on like a young fool with. They were still my friends. When I got around them, they still loved me, but they didn't want to get too close to me. And I understood that. I just talked to them. God gave me others to speak to them about it. Left it at that. And been praying for them ever since. And I know some of them have gotten saved. Some of them, they're gone on. I hope they did get saved. I was praying for them. So I'm going to take it that the Lord heard my cry, my prayer. And I brought my broke heart on their behalf for their soul's sake. And know the Lord heard my prayer and He saved the ones I've been praying over. I'm looking forward to seeing them. But they were young like me and dumb like me. Still dumb, but as dumb as could be. But I knowed enough to know that I was saved. I'd been born again. Not a corrupted seed, but an incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. You'll have the same experience when you get saved. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. It's very simple. It's not complicated. You just bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, be ashamed of yourself, be ashamed that you sin against God. Ask God to have mercy upon you, forgive you of your sins. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Get by yourself if you need to. Get in the place where you can get by yourself. Just you and the Lord. Get down on your knee. Pour out your heart to God, and God will hear your prayer, I guarantee. No matter where you're at, don't make no difference where you're at, bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, whosoever. That means you and anybody else shall call upon the name of the Lord. You'll get saved, I guarantee that. Just bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, and ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. Really mean it, really desire it, really want it. If you'll call Him as such and bring your broke heart along with that, give it to Him, I guarantee you'll no wise cast. He'll make you brand new on the inside, put you in newness of life. You won't be able to put it into words right away, but you'll know something took place in your heart. Something's different about you. You've had a change of heart. Not only a change of mind, but a change of heart. And He operated on it. It's an operation of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You know what you need to do is be born again. Not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. That's how you get saved, by hearing and by believing, by receiving. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Call upon Him. Call on Him to have mercy upon you. He's the only name unto heaven among men where you can get saved. There is no other way. The Baptist can't save. That's the reason the brother said in his prayer. I've always said, I'm not boasting on the Baptist. The Baptist didn't save me. The Baptist didn't have to do my salvation, but Jesus did. But I'm glad I'm a saved Baptist. Not many Baptists are saved, but there's a few Baptists, around that's saved. Not hardly any denomination has got saved people, and they got a lot of church members. That's all they are. They're just a poor, pitiful, lost church member. Not the church, but a church member. That's all they are. This belongs to some organization, some affiliation of what's related to or close about a church. And that's all it is. Nothing real about it. But if you get in the real church is the body of Christ. You get into that by not just carrying on in your flesh and joining up with it. Get into that church, that body of Christ, by bringing your broke heart, your contrite spirit, calling on Him to have mercy upon you. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will get saved. That means you and anybody else that will call on Him. Just don't be ashamed to do that. Get on your knees, pour out your heart to God, ask Him to have mercy upon you. And if you'll do that, I'll guarantee that all that come in, and otherwise cast them out. You'll be made worthy through the blood of the Lamb. Outside the shedding of His blood, there is no remission for sin. He shed His blood, offered up Himself as a sweet-smelling incense to God Almighty. He paid the supreme price for your sin. Don't push that aside. There is no other way from earth to heaven except through His blood. He offered up Himself as a sweet-smelling incense to God Almighty. God's accepted that. God's accepted that on His behalf and on our behalf. As sinners, the only way to get saved and get to heaven is through the experience of the new birth. Jesus died on your behalf. He died for your sins. He that knew no sin became sin to you and I. It might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If you want to be made right, you're going to have to get right. And the only way to do that is to take Jesus as your personal Savior. Call upon Him with a broke heart, a contrite spirit. Give your heart to Him. Give your life to Him. And I guarantee you, He'll make a new creature out of you. Life will never be the same. When you get saved, when I get saved, will I know it? Can't be saved and not know it. The Bible said, you know you've passed from death unto life. He'll give you the assurance. He'll get, if you're not sure about it, get on your knees. You probably ain't saved as of yet. When you get saved, he'll make you know you're saved. The Bible says you'll know you've passed from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We have those characteristics born in you when you get saved. Born a new creature, born a divine creature, that is, him being born in you, making you alive, putting you, making your life reign from death to life, transforming you and changing you, quickening you, and making you alive, and giving you the free gift of eternal everlasting life. Don't push it aside. Jesus is calling, tenderly calling, calling today. Right now the Lord is speaking to several of you. Don't push it aside. Don't turn away from him. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, and ask him to have mercy upon you. And whosoever deals with you, whosoever shall call upon the name, that means you and the Lord, call upon the name of the Lord, will get saved. He'll save you just like you are. If you would, bow your head me just a minute, please. I'll preach what little God gave me. I want to preach better than all I can, but that'll be the Lord's will when he uses me, leads me, and guides me, and directs me. Now, I'm not going to try to do anything that he don't want me to do, but I do want to speak everything he wants me to speak. And I believe I did this morning, much as I was able to. He said, whosoever, that means you and anybody else, shall call upon the name of the Lord and get saved. That's the way you get saved. Not by joining the church, not by being baptized in some watery grave. That's not going to bring salvation. You don't do that till you get saved. You've got to call on him, ask him to have mercy upon you, a sinner, and bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit, and cast it at his feet and ask him to have mercy on you. Take him as your Savior. Take him into your heart and your life, and I guarantee you, when you do that, you'll be born again. When you get saved, it'll show up in you. Your life will be a change. Nobody will have to tell you whether you are saved or not. You'll know that. You'll be the first one to know that when you get saved. All right, I'm saved. My heart ain't right. Pray for me. Remember me in prayer. I see you. God bless you. That's good. 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 God bless you. That's good. All right. I'm not saved. Pray for me. I want to get saved. I see you. God bless you. That's good. God bless you. That's very good. God bless you. Hope all of you get saved. A lot of you in here need to be saved, and this message was for you. So I hope that you'll come to Jesus. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Don't have to worry about what anybody thinks about it, what they say about it. It's not up to anybody. It's between you and the Lord. Salvation is a personal gift. You just got to get real in you, alive in you, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wants to save you. God help you bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. I guarantee you, he will save you. If he does, you'll know it. All right. Anybody want to come to the altar, slip out of your seat, come on down, get on your knees. I'm going to close out in a word of prayer in just a moment. Anybody wants to come down, saved or unsaved, want to come? The altar's open. Bring your broke heart. Bring your contrite spirit. Just come down if you just want to pray for others. That's good as well. Anybody else want to come? I didn't come. I wanted to come. I want to get saved. Pray for me. I see you. I see you. I know what you meant. I see you. God bless you. That's good. Anybody else? I'm not saved, but I want to get saved. Pray for me. Anybody else? I see you, son. God bless you. Anybody else? I see you. That's good, honey. See you. See you, too. God bless you. That's very good. He'll save you. Just bring your broke heart. It don't have to be here, but it's where you give your broke heart to him, your contrite spirit. Turn your life over to him. He wants to make you a brand new creature. He wants to live in you, but he don't force you. He won't make you. He invites you. The invitation's open, and he'll invite you. He'll ask you to come. When he does, just get out of your seat. Come on down. Get on your knees and ask to have the Lord mercy on me, a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. Have mercy upon me. I want to be saved. Call on him. As in that respect, and I'll guarantee you he'll hear your prayer. Anybody else want to come? Get on your knees here in the altar. Anyone else? Well, we have a word of closing prayer. All right, keep your head bowed and eyes closed, please. Going to have prayer. Stacy, close us in prayer, son, would you please?
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as you can be, the Lord, in your house here this morning, we thank you, Lord, for this privilege to pray. Lord, we thank you for the word of God you give us here this morning. It is precious. You are that precious Redeemer, one that redeemed us from our lost estate. We couldn't help ourselves. Nothing we could bring to be justified. Nothing we could do. All that was done at Calvary. And we're righteous because you're righteous. You bore our sins in your own body on the tree. You took that curse. You took our punishment. You took what we had coming into your own body. You bore it. A man that knew no sin, but yet he became sin For you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I'm so glad you're my Redeemer. I'm glad you're my Savior. You're my God. I love you, Lord. I serve you because I love you. I don't do it in enduring what I have. I enjoy serving you. I enjoy, Lord. I want to submit myself completely and wholeheartedly to you, Lord. Let you take full control of my life and make me what you want me to be.
Yes.
I want to win them. I want to throw out the lifeline.
Yeah.
I see them. They're on the life shore. I see them. It's dark and dim, and they're about to perish. And Lord, I want to be the one to throw out the lifeline.
Yeah.
I want them to see the light of God in me, like that lighthouse, and draw them to the place where I was, where I found, where I saw the light. And it's at Calvary. It's at Calvary. At the cross where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. And that's when you get happy. That's when you really have life. Is when you really get saved. When you really get introduced to Him. When you trust in Him with all your heart. Like Brother Gerald preached this morning. You must believe. And when you believe with all your heart, that's when you get saved. Total heart, whole being. Repenting of your sins. Calling on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I trusted you as my Lord and Savior. I remember the day when I cried out to thee, when my heart was broke, when I was sorrowful. I was beat down and I was defeated. But I remember the day when I called on you with all my heart. And I remember when the darkness rolled away, the condemnation left me, and the Spirit of the Lord entered my soul, got alive in me. And I had a love for the Bible, and I still do. I want to learn to love it more and more. But I had a love to read my Bible and get in the church and feel God's presence and be around God's people. I knew something happened to me. I knew I got saved. I wasn't but 8 years old, but I got saved. You redeemed me, and you bought me with your precious blood. And I don't belong to myself. I belong to you now, Lord. And I'm a debtor to the whole world to live a life beyond reproach and to lead them to Christ. The best I know how. And I ask you to help me do it, Lord. You don't have that much to work with, Lord, but I just want to submit myself where you can. And Lord, I want you to help me. Lord, forgive me where I faltered, where I failed you, where I come up short, Lord. I was reading the love chapter the other day and I had to cry out to you, woe is me, Lord. I want to love more. I want to learn to love more. I want to be more long-suffering, more understanding. I want the wisdom that come from above, Lord. I need it. I want the knowledge of your word for soul's sake, Lord. And I ask you to help me this morning. Help me and use me. Use all you people, Lord. Lord, you save us, Lord. You put that desire in us. We want to serve you. We want to be used by you. We want to win the lost. Lord, so many God's people just begin to lose their desire because of sin, because of the flesh, and not totally submit themselves to you, Lord. They run the opposite direction. And they lose out on the true joys and the true blessings and the nuggets that you give. And Lord, like the song we sang this morning, trust and obey. The only way to be happy is to trust and obey. And Lord, help you people to trust and obey. You follow you. Turn to you. Turn away from the world. Turn away from the flesh. And turn away from self and turn to you, Lord. And serve you. And put you first. Early, like the song said, will I seek thee. Lord, I want to seek you early, first and foremost, above everything. And Lord, I know you'll guide us through all truth. You gave us the Comforter. You gave us the one that's going to lead us and guide us through all truth. But we got to listen. We got to hear it. Dear Lord, that small, still voice that you give. And Lord, I want my ear keen unto you, Lord. I don't want nothing to dim it. I don't want nothing to dim my eye. I don't want nothing to keep me from listening and seeing your face and you hearing your word. Your voice in every line. Lord God, help us. Have mercy upon us. Bless you people. Encourage them. And I ask you to save the lost. I pray this morning that someone will get saved, Lord. Someone that's seeking you. Lord, that's all it takes, Lord. If they'll just seek you with all their heart, they'll find you. Lord, you're not a God that's afar off. You're not a God in darkness where they can't see. Lord, you're everywhere. We see your hand. We see your mercy in everything that we see in this world. Everything, dear Lord, we know you're alive and you're just waiting on them to open up and invite them into your heart, in their heart, and see themselves as a sinner. We love you this morning. We thank you for what you gave us. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for all that you're doing. Continue to bless all you people. Encourage every heart, Lord. Save the lost, Lord. Heal the sick. Have mercy on all the prayer requests made mention. spoken and unspoken, Lord, all that has special needs, Lord, all those that's not saved and right near death, we pray that you'd save them before they leave this world, Lord. Those in the nursing homes, those in the hospitals, Lord. People all over this world sick and afflicted, and that's what sin does. And God, our country's in terrible shape. I pray that you'd have mercy upon our country. Have mercy upon this world today. It's getting darker and darker. It's the dark world that we're living in. We're living in a world of sin where people have turned their back on God, the God that loved them and cared for them and blessed them and give us air to breathe and food to eat and everything that we need. And the world, most of us, turned their back on God. God, have mercy upon us all. Just help us save souls soon. Rebuke the devil. Just bless the man of God. Continue to encourage him, strengthen him, and bless him, Lord. Give him a special touch from heaven, Lord. Gird him with strength, Lord. Put your hand on him, Lord, with spirit and power that he so desires and we do need. And we're waiting for it, Lord. We know, Lord, you're in charge of everything. We don't have all the answers, but you do. And you know what's best, and we pray that you just take control. Help us and have mercy, encourage him, strengthen him, bless him. Strengthen his body, Lord. You know what he stands in need of. Strengthen all your people. Touch him, all the sick and all that's afflicted with pain. Just help us now. Rebuke the devil. Save souls. We love you, Lord. We thank you and praise you for all you've done, what you're going to do. For in Jesus' name we ask it. We do humbly pray.